with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald J. Trump has officially returned to the White House as the 47th president of the United States. President Trump says he'll protect the nation and end the recent practice of weaponizing the government.
Our sovereignty will be reclaimed. Our safety will be restored. The scales of justice will be rebalanced. The vicious, violent, and unfair weaponization of the Justice Department and our government will end.
World leaders and corporate CEOs who once balked at Trump as president attended the ceremony Monday in the Capitol Rotunda. Amid the positive energy for Trump, even some Democrats appeared to be open to working with him. Meanwhile, former President Biden bid farewell today at Joint Base Andrews.
A thank you to former President Joe Biden after he and the former First Lady gave their farewells at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland.
It's been the honor of my life to serve as your president.
And there was even a mention of the new president.
We have a lot more to do. We heard the inaugural address today. We got a lot more to do.
And Biden's last message to Americans, we're leaving office, but we're not leaving the fight.
We've always done our best as Americans. We never, never, never give up. Ever.
Donna Warder, Washington.
Windy and dry conditions have returned to Southern California, raising the risk of new wildfires sparking as firefighters continue to battle two major blazes in the Los Angeles area that started in similar weather nearly 2 weeks ago. Forecasters say gusts could peak at 70 miles an hour along the coast and 100 miles an hour in the mountains. SRN News. A child pornography controversy breaks out in Texas.
Police have raided the Modern Art Museum in Fort Worth and confiscated several photographs of naked children, part of an exhibit by photographer Sally Mann, which some critics say are pornographic. A description of the exhibit by the museum describes the photos as featuring children, quote, naked, moody, and in suggestive situations, evoking an edgy, dark side of childhood. Decency groups and local lawmakers demanded that the pictures be removed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
North Carolina Governor Josh Stein announced measures designed to protect abortion in his state. His first order says that state cabinet agencies will not cooperate with prosecutions of abortion doctors. He's also requested that state agencies review and revise how they store patients' abortion records to ensure their privacy. A number of Democratic governors are rushing to protect abortion. SRN News. Former President Biden issued a handful of pardons in his final full day in office, granting clemency to individuals who he said have made significant contributions to improving their communities. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting.
Among those being pardoned on January 20th were civil rights activist Marcus Garvey, who was granted clemency posthumously. Garvey was convicted of mail fraud in the 1920s, and his sentence was commuted in 1927 by President Calvin Coolidge. The president granted clemency to the life sentence of Native American rights activist Leonard Peltier, who was convicted of killing two FBI agents on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation and of escaping from federal prison. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Senators are back at the Capitol for a late evening session after President Trump's inauguration. They're pushing ahead on Trump's cabinet picks, with voting possible to confirm Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. More at SRNNews.com.